Back in earnest, Congress pushes to reset agendas by Nicholas Fandos. With the government shutdown over for now, the 116th Congress will hit reset this week, showcasing a Democratic agenda in the House that was overshadowed by the struggle to reopen the government and furnishing both chambers with early opportunities to test whether divided government can produce results. The House, which spent weeks passing futile bills to reopen the government, will turn to legislation higher on the Democrats' priority list, including a bill to raise pay for civilian federal employees. Leading Democrats also plan to reintroduce a marquee bill to close the pay gap between men and women that they have fought to enact for years. In the Senate, Republicans will try to push through a bipartisan Middle East policy bill that includes a disputed provision targeting the movement to boycott, divest from, and sanction Israel. With the measure, Republicans will test for fractures in the resurgent Democratic Party, where Palestinian rights activists have found new voices in House freshmen such as Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. And in both chambers, lawmakers have teed up a high-impact lineup of hearings, effectively the first of the year. House Democrats will zero in on the cost to the military of President Trump's Election Eve troop deployments to the border and begin to consider their ambitious legislation to expand voting rights, make political giving more transparent, and do away with partisan gerrymandering. Senators will press the leaders of the nation's intelligence services on the status of global threats, kick off a push to search for common ground on cutting prescription drug prices, and begin to advance dozens of Mr. Trump's nominees, including his pick for Attorney General William Barr. "We have a lot of different things we have to deal with," said Representative Gerald Nadler of New York, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, which will hold the first hearing on Democrats' ambitious elections bill on Tuesday. "The shutdown slowed things down somewhat, probably by a couple of weeks. There's only so much time and attention people can give in a day.